So the first point, why? Because Jesus Christ fulfilled his mission. Secondly, because Jesus fulfilled his mission, that changes our purpose and mission here on earth. Our purpose is not to live it up until we are laid in the ground and slide into the afterlife. Our purpose is not to pile up points hoping God might let us into heaven. Our purpose as Christians is to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That's what our text just told us. That is why you are a Christian. That is your purpose. That is our purpose. Our text began telling us, you are the salt. You are the light of the world. Remember who Jesus is talking to. Not to people in general, but his disciples. You, as a Christian, are salt. You, as a Christian, are light. This is what you are if you believe in Jesus and follow him. Notice he didn't say you are supposed to be salt or you should try hard to be light. Rather, this is what you are and this is who you are. This is what faith in Jesus makes you and me. When faith burns in your heart, you are salt and you are light. We live on a dead and decaying planet that is corrupted by sin and a foul stench of death. But you, brother and sister, are the salt of the earth. Just as salt shows the decay of dead meat, so also we speak and live our faith in Jesus. We show the decay of the sin-dead society around us. Our God-given mission is to connect people with Jesus. Make no mistake, the world does not like your testimony. Salt has a bite, but we dare not blend in, compromising the testimony of Jesus. When salt blends in, when it is no longer salty, verse 13 tells us, you are the salt of the earth. If the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are salt. That is your mission to carry out. And when we, using the collective we that includes me, stumble, or when we decide blending in is the best course of action and we don't feel like being salt anymore, we remember who made us salt. Jesus, who is your righteousness, who rose from the dead, who's conquered sin and Satan, and has already given you the victory. Jesus, who brings you his real body and blood in the Lord's Supper, feeding your hungry faith, filling you with his righteousness. What strength we all have in Jesus to carry out the mission as salt, no matter what the opposition, and not only as salt, but as light. You are light of the world. Like everyone else, we too once lived in darkness, under the shadow of death, shrouded in deep darkness. But the one genuine light came into the world. He shone into our dark hearts and through the water and word of baptism ignited the lamp of our heart. A new heart. What a miracle. Together as a family at Redeemer, we shine out into this shadowy world like a city on a hill, inviting in those who are still lost in the dark of unbelief. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on a stand and give light to all in the house. This is not some sort of inborn or natural light that people imagine. So many think that they let their light shine by spotlighting their talents, accomplishments, and successes. Others put a humbler spin on it, thinking it simply means to do good, whether you are thanked for it or not. This is the light that Jesus lit in you through his word and sacrament. It is like the moon, which has no light but its own, but reflects the one true light. It is the light that shines out by doing those good things that lead others, let me emphasize this, that lead others to praise the Father who gave us his Son. The entire passage, that entire text read in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Yeah. Love and kindness certainly are part of that light. But kind, loving actions by themselves do not lead others to praise the Father. Many who follow false religions or even no religion at all display a natural love and kindness towards others. But that leads no one to the Father. As you let your light shine, think especially of those things which will lead others to praise your Father in heaven, who gave his Son as the Savior for the world. What kind of life shines like that? A life that trusts Jesus more than the promise of money, medicine, or technology. A life that loves God above family, friends, and fun. A life that commits your cares and worries to him, that tell others of the great things Jesus has done to save us. A life that places his word and worship at the top of our priorities so that others can see where our hope and strength comes from. A life that supports the spreading of his word because Jesus is the only Savior for sinners. As you shine out those kinds of good deeds, others around you, family, friends, will realize that your acts of kindness and love are also reflecting the light of Jesus. And only his light shining through you can bring them to praise your Father in heaven. What a mission. What a wonderful mission for each of us to carry out, connecting others with the light of the world, with Jesus. Amen.